USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden says his administration is keeping a close eye on the escalating violence between Israel and the Palestinians.
There has not been a significant overreaction.
Biden telling reporters the U.S. diplomatic community is fully involved in efforts to encourage a de-escalation of the violence.
The question is how we get to a point where they get to a point where there is a significant reduction in the attacks.
Biden also speaking to Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu this week. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention releasing new guidelines saying fully vaccinated people do not need to wear a mask or physically distance during outdoor or indoor activities, large or small. More news online at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
Is a new war with China coming? It's never been this bad, and even Henry Kissinger is warning Americans. Trade, freedom, technology, and war threats against Taiwan. China is a real threat. All this week on Newsmax TV, Grant Stinchfield looks at the real danger of the Red Dragon and why Americans must be alarmed. Stinchfield shows how Trump's policies with China worked and why Biden's are failing. So tune in tonight at 8 p.m. Eastern to see Stinchfield's series, The Dangerous Dragon. Stinchfield tells you the real truth on Newsmax, America's fourth highest rated cable news network, on all major cable systems. If you don't get it, call your cable system, tell them you want it. Or get Newsmax free on your smart TV. Or tune in on Roku, Amazon Fire, Pluto, Zumo, and YouTube. And millions have downloaded the free Newsmax app on their smartphone. You can too. America is tuning into Newsmax because it's real news for real people.
States are getting creative when it comes to enticing people to get vaccinated.
Ohio Governor Mike DeWine has announced a unique incentive to get residents of his state vaccinated.
On May 26th, we will announce a winner of a separate drawing for adults, adults who have received at least their first dose of the vaccine. This announcement will occur each Wednesday for 5 weeks, and the winner each Wednesday will receive $1 million.
DeWine says the Ohio Lottery will conduct the drawings, and they'll be paid for out of federal coronavirus relief funds. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
McDonald's is raising hourly wages by 10% as the fast food chain moves to hire 10,000 workers in the United States. Entry-level employees at company-owned locations will make around $11 to $17 per hour. Some shift managers can make up to $20 an hour. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
Former Secretary of State John Kerry was asked some tough questions during a House hearing.
In April 2021, more than 3 hours of audio tape was leaked from a seven-hour interview between economist Saeed Lailaz and Iranian Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif, Iran's foreign minister. Mr. Zarif claimed former U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry told him about over 200 covert Israeli attacks on Iranian interests in Syria, undermining President Trump's administration. John Kerry taking questions from lawmakers on Wednesday.
I can't vouch for why he did or what he said. I'm just telling you that didn't happen. End of story.
Current Secretary of State Anthony Blinken dismissed the audio tape as utter nonsense, end quote. The White House position.
We're not going to comment on leaked tapes.
Representative Andy Barr, the Republican from Kentucky on Fox Business, says it's not the end of the story.
We've always known that John Kerry supported appeasement of the world's leading state sponsor of terrorism, Iran, because after all, he was the architect of the flawed Iran nuclear deal back in 2015.
From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Louisiana's governor is warning Congress that cutting off oil and gas leases in the Gulf of Mexico will hurt his state and the nation.
In order for Louisiana to experience an orderly and responsible energy transition, federal oil and gas production must continue in the Gulf.
Governor John Bel Edwards saying the state is committed to the goal of reducing the reliance on fossil fuels, but added it cannot happen overnight. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.